USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial government shutdown is over, and many federal employees headed back to work for the first time in 35 days. The State of the Union address, though, it will not be happening tomorrow night. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he does hope, though, President Trump gets to deliver his State of the Union address.
This, to me, is petty politics. This is an opportunity for the American people to see all three branches of government come together, and even if we're not united in policy, at least we're united in the respect for the governmental system of this country.
Americans believe it is easier to enter and stay in the United States illegally than it is in most countries. According to a new Rasmussen survey, 42% of likely U.S. voters believe it's easier to get into the United States illegally than any other country in the world. Only 19% believe it's harder, while 26% believe the level of difficulty is about the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
There's a growing call for the U.S. to impose a fuel embargo on Venezuela. If that happens, it would target the industry that is responsible for 90% of Venezuela's revenues. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have already increased 2 cents for a national average of $2.26 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the markets are watching very closely what is happening in Caracas.
Venezuela's oil output has fallen to the lowest it has been in decades. Certainly a lot of heavy oil does come from Venezuela, and U.S. refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, are very reliant on that crude oil.
At one time, Venezuela was producing more than 3 million barrels of oil per day. Output now is near 1 million. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock local time for parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. Those states expected to get close to a foot of snow with 30-mile-an-hour winds. And then tomorrow, things are going to be cold. Highs approaching right around zero. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. Former UN ambassador and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News Maduro's support is waning.
He's on the defensive. I think there's a lot of momentum building by the Venezuelan people who are losing their homes, their jobs, they're hungry, inflation is huge. I think that we made the right move, but now we've got to protect our diplomats. I don't think we need military intervention, but we got to protect our people there. They're going to stay. So that's objective one.
The Super Bowl is just 6 days away, and both teams arrived in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday. Media Day takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.